Sometimes we just need time alone to process everything and prayerfully retreat for spiritual guidance. This might be a great time to listen to your favorite music, read a book, see a movie, or splurge on something for yourself that you enjoy. Don't feel guilty for skipping out on a holiday party in lieu of taking care of your own emotional needs. Plan ahead, if you can, by prioritizing the events you want to attend and not otherwise overcommit by saying yes to everything else. A good rule of thumb is we can't take care of others unless we first take care of ourselves. On the subject of taking care of ourselves, it's important to not lose sight of the effects diet, exercise, and sleep has in complementing our coping strategies when dealing with grief. Make sure to not overindulge in holiday cheer, especially alcohol. Too much alcohol mixed with a highly emotional state can lead to trouble. A couple of drinks can quickly add to more, and while it may numb the pain temporarily, over time it can lead to depression and regress any progress you've made in dealing with your loss. Exercise, even a brisk walk or doing chores around the house, can help clear your mind and help you feel better. Take every opportunity to stay active and moving. Lastly, make sure you get enough sleep. Sleep is essential to stave off the negative effects insomnia can have on the body, which include impaired judgment, decreased concentration, feeling depressed, and compromising your immune system. Bottom line, eat well, choose your drinks wisely, stay active, and go to bed early. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences and people. You're going to need it. There will be people wanting to help and offering their support, so take them up on it. It's also okay to ask for help. The decorating, cooking, or other day-to-day items don't do themselves, so taking advantage of any assistance from others can be a tremendous relief. On the other side of the fence, avoid the people who dwell in negativity or try to dictate how and what you should do during the holidays. Above all, listen to your heart and trust in yourself. The pain may not ever completely heal, but each day gives a bit more strength and optimism in carrying on. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Photos. Maine. The Grinch, Ezra Carey, and Cindy Lou Who, Erin Hale, pose for a photo while entertaining guests at the MCM Grande on Saturday morning. Above, the Grinch high-fives 4-year-old Ivan Granados as 6-year-old Josue Gomez takes a piece of candy from Cindy Lou Who. Above right, Tambra Hale takes a photo of guests who wanted a picture with the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who. Right, 7-year-old Jaden Pena poses with the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who as her dad, Daniel Pena, takes their photo. Master Gardeners. Garden chores remain constant in Year of Uncertainty by Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. In December, the sun rises late and sets early, a perfect time for sitting by the fire in your favorite chair and planning and reflecting. It has been a year of uncertainty and changes for everyone. We have sheltered in place, schooled kids at home, and ordered online a lot. But it is still December, just like every other year, and garden chores are constant. Whether you have a city lot or several acres, it will be easier to take care of some chores now rather than in the January cold. Take a slow walk around and see what grew well and where. Get your garden journal out and write it down. I always think I will remember these things, but come planting time in March or April, the memories are elusive. Make notes about any bed that needs to be enlarged, composted, or mulched. A large pot would look good in that bare corner. Make a note and check online. You might be able to get a good deal on a great pot this time of year. Be sure you have plenty of wild bird food available for your feeders. Keep the food close at hand so that you will be more likely to refill the feeder in the cold weather. Maybe you can set the feeder where you can watch the birds from your favorite chair. The longer evenings give you time to go through garden catalogs and websites. Inventory your seeds to check the expiration dates. These dates are on the back of the packet and are usually accurate. Seeds that have far exceeded that date can be added to your bird feeder. If you have a garden pond, it might need some maintenance. Leaves that have fallen from your or your neighbor's trees need to be removed. They aren't good for the fish and can plug up your pump. Flush the pump and be sure it is working correctly. Try to resist trimming back your dormant plants until around February 1st. They provide protection for birds and other wildlife. If you have a fire pit and plan to use it during the cold months, stack your firewood close by. You will thank yourself later. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening. Texas Master Gardeners. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Bulbs are easy to grow, care for. Planting spring bulbs in the fall is as natural as falling leaves. Bulbs are truly some of the simplest of flowers to grow, easy to care for, and inexpensive. All they ask is a fall planting, and they will reward you with weeks of early spring color, fragrance, and beauty. Success with spring bulbs will depend to a large extent on selection of good, healthy, quality bulbs. In general, good bulbs produce flowers the first season after planting, as the flower buds are already formed when the bulbs are purchased and planted. This emphasizes the importance of purchasing quality bulbs, as the quality of flowers is determined by the bulbs and not affected to a great extent by cultural conditions or growth practices. One can be assured that the larger the bulb, the larger the bloom. Many disease problems can also be eliminated by obtaining healthy, disease-free bulbs. If you purchase bulbs early, before planting time in October and November, store them in a cool, dry, well-ventilated area until planting. Excessively high temperatures will cause the bulbs to dry out and result in injury to the flower bud inside the bulb. Some spring bulbs, such as tulips and Dutch hyacinths, require a cold treatment prior to planting to have them perform better in the south, where the winters are comparatively mild. Tulips and Dutch hyacinths should be placed in the vegetable bin of the grower's refrigerator for 45 to 60 days prior to planting. They should never be frozen and should be planted immediately upon removal from cold treatment. After cold storage treatment, place the bulbs in a cool, semi-lighted location. Gradually move them to a sunny location for good growth and color. Do not allow the bulbs to dry out any time during the forcing period. Most bulbs will be in flower by January. However, if you purchase pre-treated bulbs, it is possible to have blooms by Christmas. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland. Email Jeanette.Castagnon, that's Jeanette.Castagnon, at ag.tamu.edu, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Jeanette Castagnon, Castagnon is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at jeanette.castagnon@ag.tamu.edu. Pets of the Week. Photo courtesy of Odessa Humane Society. Buffy, a two-year-old female cat, needs to be adopted into a good home. Scooby, a two-year-old male lab mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. Buffy looks to be a gray and white long hair kitty, and Scooby is a tan with a white chest and black eyebrows. To adopt Buffy, Scooby, or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 381-5503, visit www.odessahumanesociety.org, or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $50.
Hello, this is Michael reading Tumbleweed Smith, published in the Midland Reporter-Telegram, Friday, December 11th. Andrew's Christmas light display is synchronized to music. Andrew's has a Christmas light display that rivals something you might find at Disneyland. It all takes place at a vacant lot on which a screen has been mounted on a frame that resembles a football goalpost, and the lights are everywhere, all synchronized to music. They flash on and off and seem to dance in sequence. The display can be controlled by a laptop from a remote location, but the control panel, mounted on a wall, resembles an airline cockpit. It's the brainchild of Randall Roberts, who started buying strings of lights that were on sale after Christmas in stores all over the Permian Basin. He bought pallets of lights and decorated his house with them. The resulting display was so spectacular, it was featured on the second episode of ABC TV's Christmas Light Flight. Randall is really into computerized lights, synchronized to music. He goes to seminars all over the country and beyond to get ideas and find out new products and on new ways of controlling the display. He showed me a string of lights that must have stretched 50 yards. Every 3 or 4 inches, there was a rectangle device that had 3 tiny light bulbs in it. The lights can go on and off with the click of a mouse. Millions of times a second, it's sending commands that tells the fourth one on this string to come on or go off, blink, or be part of a sequence, says Randall. In the beginning, it took him 20 hours to program 1 minute of display. That was using 500 channels. Now it's much faster, and he uses 300,000 channels. He's hiring others to do a portion of the display now. He got started doing this back in 2005 or 2006 when the Chamber of Commerce had a synchronized display around the courthouse and people could sit in their cars and watch it and hear the music on their car radio. I thought, I'd like to do something like that, but maybe a little bit bigger. When he moved to the vacant lot in 2015, people stopped to ask him if he was building a new high-rise apartment building. I told them I was just building a town for Santa. He changes the music every year, but wouldn't dare take off some of his regular songs. He does a special with God Bless the USA. At the end of the song, I've had Vietnam veterans come up to me with tears in their eyes and tell me it was the first time they've ever been appreciated. This year, he has added a Christmas rap song. Sometimes there is a manger scene with live animals. The same Santa has been in Andrews for 37 years. The chamber serves cups of hot chocolate. That's how they measure the number of people who attend. One night, they passed out 5,000 cups of hot chocolate. Some people stay in their cars. Others get out and walk around Santa Land. Most of the visitors are from out of town. The display is lighted at dark from the day after Thanksgiving until the night of January 1st. It lasts until 10 p.m. weeknights and 11 p.m. on weekends. You can see his light show if you Google Andrew's Christmas Lights. People all over the world have seen the display and let Randall know they appreciate it.
This is Connie reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. Leftovers solved. Garlic, ginger, chicken, turkey, soup with bok choy. By Brenda Garcia, MSRD, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. This is a delicious soup that comes together quickly. Still has some leftover turkey in a freezer from a holiday meal? You can easily substitute that for the chicken. It leans toward an Asian flavor with the ginger and bok choy. Not sure what bok choy is? It's a leafy green vegetable, often also known as Chinese cabbage. Though it's related to cabbage, it takes more like a cross between cabbage and celery. The dark green supple leaves with thin white stems pull apart much like celery. Clean each stem and leaf, chop and set aside. Bok choy can be roasted, stir-fried, simmered, or sauteed, lending a crunch for a variety of recipes. Plus, it is a great source of vitamin K, vitamin C, and vitamin A. The ginger root is also native to China and other warm parts of Asia, thus adding to the Asian flavor of this soup. Ginger has been used for centuries to help settle nausea. It also has some anti-inflammatory properties, which have been used to possibly help ease arthritis symptoms. It is loaded with antioxidants that may help prevent chronic disease such as heart disease and some cancers. Ginger can tend to be spicy, not spicy like chili, but more like horseradish. That's a flavor that you can depend on without having to count on lots of salt or sugar to flavor dishes. Garlic is a favorite for flavoring dishes, as you may have noticed. Garlic also is a great item to add for nutrition. It has antibacterial and antiviral properties. Did you know that when you chop and cook immediately, the garlic tends to lose some of those properties? But when you chop and let it sit for about 15 minutes before cooking, garlic tends to retain some of those properties. So always start by chopping garlic first when preparing recipes so it has time to rest. Take the time to let this soup simmer. That's true for many soups. You want to give the soup a chance to develop. In turn, you don't need to use as much salt for flavor. Try using the lower sodium chicken broth. If you want more protein and flavor, then try chicken bone broth instead. You can make your own or grab some off the shelf or in the freezer section. Let this warm soup warm you as we head into the holidays. Recipe for garlic ginger chicken soup with bok choy. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/2 cup shredded carrots, 8 ounces of mushrooms sliced, 1 large sweet onion finely diced, 6 to 8 garlic cloves minced, 2 tablespoons fresh ginger minced, 1 teaspoon chipotle dried pepper, 2 pounds boneless skinless chicken breast cut into pieces, 1/2 cup shredded carrots, 32 ounces low sodium organic chicken broth, 6 to 8 cups of water depending on preference, 2 baby bok choy chopped. Instructions. 1. Heat olive oil in a large pan. Add garlic, onion, carrots, and mushrooms. Cook for 3 to 4 minutes. Add ginger paste, cayenne pepper, and salt and pepper. Cook for an additional 3 to 4 minutes, stirring often. 2. Add the chicken broth water and chicken. 3. Bring to a boil. Reduce the heat and simmer for 30 minutes. Feel free to cook on low for up to an hour. 4. Add bok choy and let cook for 5 minutes just before serving.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. This is Section A. This article is entitled Desert Vegan Provides Catering Option for Holidays by J.C. Lewis. The owners of Desert Vegan said they started the business to bring more vegan options to the area. Bailey Boole said she has been vegan for 5 years. Andy Russell has been a vegan for about 3 years. I would make food for all of our friends and family, and everyone would tell me, "You need to start selling your food," Boole said. So we finally just did that. They launched the Instagram account Desert Vegan in August, at which is posted catering menus available for order and delivery through pickup or drop-off in Midland and Odessa. We have received really positive reactions, especially from people looking for vegan options, Russell said. Of course, there are other vegan places popping up now, but we have been received very well by the communities. For Thanksgiving, they had a special pre-order for plates and desserts. Dishes included vegan turkey roast with homemade cornbread dressing, mashed potatoes with mushroom brown gravy, mac and cheese bake, homemade buttermilk biscuits, and pumpkin pie. This was the couple's first time catering holiday meals, and Russell said they plan to do something similar for Christmas and winter holidays. Generally, when people order from us, we do selection of plates and things like that, Russell said. It went well, but it was a learning process for our next step. Boole, who is majoring in biology at Odessa College, is a full-time student and doing the catering business as her job, while Russell helps when he's not working at his as a field service professional for Vivint Smart Home. Most weeks they do 1 to 3 order rounds, averaging about 30 to 40 orders a week. We didn't expect when we first started that it would grow so quickly, Russell said. Some of their favorite dishes are agave chicken butter biscuits, which are a play on the Whataburger chicken biscuit, and flautas, because it is difficult to find vegan Mexican food, Boole said. 80 to 90% of their orders have been placed by Midlanders, Russell said. They possibly could have a food truck or brick and mortar business, but they are still figuring out the future, he said. Just announced. James Kennedy, from the Bravo TV series Vanderpump Rules, will be performing at the downtown Midland restaurant Pie Social on December 12th. It is a limited capacity event. All guidelines put forth by the state regarding coronavirus safety protocols will be followed, according to Kennedy's Facebook page. Starbucks will be giving free cups of coffee to first responders and healthcare workers this month. Frontline workers eligible for the free tall coffee, hot or iced, offer include healthcare providers and first responders, such as doctors, nurses, public health workers, pharmacists, dispatchers, firefighters, paramedics, police officers, dentists, and dental hygienists, mental health workers, hospital staff, and active duty military.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8. Airing now on the Noon Book Hour, The Puppy That Came for Christmas, How a Dog Brought One Family the Gift of Joy by Megan Ricks. All Megan Ricks ever wanted was a baby, yet month after month, Megan's dreams were dashed. Would her life ever feel complete? Megan and her husband Ian found a surprising answer when they began training golden retriever pups to become service dogs for people with disabilities, but opening their homes and hearts up to Emma and then Freddie, only to have each move on after 6 months, eventually took its own toll. Megan and Ian didn't know if they could continue. Then, one Christmas, little Traffy came along and stayed. An instant international bestseller, this book is a heartwarming and inspirational story that will captivate. The Puppy That Came for Christmas by Megan Ricks. Weekdays at noon and 2 a.m. on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 44 and clear. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the low 40s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Melanie, and I'm reading the Big Bend Sentinel on December 17th, 2020. Those are the things we've lost. As holidays approach, locals mourn Big Bend residents lost to COVID. By Stephen Paulson. Tri-County. He was the pillar of the Alpine community, a master phone line repairman, a bail bondsman so generous that he often lost money on clients. But to four boys growing up in Alpine in the 70s and 80s, Joe Magoo Torres was just dad. His favorite hobby was his family, said his son Joe, Jojo Torres. And of course, my mom was the best friend he ever had. Magoo was close to his father, Horacio, and when the boys were young, they would pile into the back of Horacio's baby blue pickup for a drive down to Lajitas. They foraged for cactus roots and fished in the Rio Grande. We were as tight as could be, Jojo said. A woven family. Magoo was a hard worker, and as his boys got older, the family moved from a one-room trailer to a three-room trailer, and finally to a brick home on the west side of Alpine. Eventually, his sons had children of their own, and Magoo grew close to them. He took them across the state to visit amusement parks. He took his grandson Zane, who lived in Beaumont, to see Galveston Island. When Magoo retired from Southwestern Bell AT&T in the early 2000s, he stayed busy, throwing himself into other projects. He opened Magoo's Place, a casual Tex-Mex eatery with his wife Marta. He started a bail bonds company, helping criminal defendants get back on their feet and making sure they made it to court. I wouldn't say he was a star, because he was so humble, Jojo reflected in a phone call last week from Odessa. He let his work speak for itself. He never bragged and boasted about anything. In late September, around a month of illness, Magoo died of COVID. It was the fifth COVID death in Brewster County, the 12th in the Tri-County, and roughly the 200,000th in the United States. Around 100,000 more Americans have died of coronavirus since then, including at least 8 more Big Bend residents. As temperatures drop and Christmas approaches, experts warn the pandemic could get even worse as people travel across the country to see family and gather inside for celebrations. But for some families in the region, the struggle is different as they head toward Christmas with a family member missing. One of the closest connections we had every year was when we had Christmas. Presidio native Vicky Carrasco said of her big brother Elias, of whom she lost last week, if he wasn't there, it just felt like we were waiting for someone. Even after Magoo was hospitalized, he kept up with his work, JoJo said.